Much happens in the day's movements from Bach's St. Matthew Passion. We will conclude the series of episodes involving the high priest. We will hear the story of Judas returning the 30 pieces of silver. And then Jesus will be brought before Pontius Pilate, who, under Roman law, has the final say about death sentences. First, the story of Judas, who, almost in a panic, has changed his mind about cooperating with the temple authorities. The gospel account even suggests that Judas never expected Jesus to be put to death, though we are not told precisely what he did think would happen. When the priests refuse to accept the return of the money, Judas impulsively throws it back into the temple and leaves. At this point, we have an aria, which reflects on Judas repenting, wishing he had Jesus back, as in the good old days. The aria also helps us reflect on our desire to have Jesus return into our lives, for we can repent just as Judas repented. In the words of the aria, "Give me back my Jesus." We then learn that the return blood money was used to buy a place to bury pilgrims, which is an interesting situation. I wish we knew more about pilgrims dying in Jerusalem. Finally, the story abruptly changes scene, and we learn that Jesus is being tried by none other than Pontius Pilate. Once again, an exhausted Jesus, by now without a night's sleep or any nourishment, or likely even water, declines to respond to any of the charges the temple's men put before Pilate. The corral understands and approves of Jesus being silent, saying that we too should commend our ways in whatever it is that troubles our hearts, commend them to the one who controls the clouds, air, and wind, because this guide will also find a way by which your feet can go.
Es war ganz aber hielten alle Priester und die Ältesten des Volks einen Rat über Jesu, dass sie ihn töteten. Und wunden ihn, führten ihn hin und überantworteten ihm die Landflieger Pontio Pilato. Da das sah Judas, der ihn verraten hatte, dass er verdammt war zum Tode, bereute es ihn und brachte wieder die 30 Silberlinge, die hohen Priester und Ältesten, und sprach:
Ich habe übel getan, dass ich unschuldig Blut verraten habe.
Sie sprachen:
Was hindert uns das an? Was hindert uns das an? Das hindert uns so.
Und warf die Silberlinge in den Tempel, hob sich davon, ging hin und hängte sich selbst. Aber die hohen Priester nahmen die Silberlinge und sprachen:
Thank you. Lieder. Singt das Geld in Mörder und wirft euch der verrohte Sohn zu den bösen Lieder. Gebt ihr meinen Jesu, meinen Jesu, gebt ihr meinen Jesu wieder, meinen Jesu, gebt ihr wieder. Gebt ihr meinen Jesu wieder, gebt ihr meinen Jesu wieder, meinen Jesu wieder.
Antwortete ihm nicht auf ein Wort, also.